This week on the Arts page, we continue our look at Reggae Month activities. The Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA, has been facilitating a number of discussions on the country's musical legacy. In addition to various symposia and its Reggae Open University series, the association has been chronicling the genre's journey through the Reggae Wednesday's weekly event. Over the 4 weeks of February, the series will chronicle the evolution of the genre from mento to dancehall. Fittingly, the first in the series was dubbed The Genesis. It featured traditional drumming, folk, mento, jazz, ska, and rock steady. In addition to live performances, patrons were also schooled on the various musical forms.
Over 60 years ago, mento was restricted by lawmakers in the adoption of what some called the Calypso Morality Code for what was deemed lewd lyrics. Sound familiar? Mento emerged from the 19th century and has an inimitable Jamaican mix of African and European musical backgrounds. Mento performers typically use the rumba box and banjo. I'm gonna tell you about the rumba box now. We call it the rumba box. We didn't have nothing to do with rumba. Rumba is a rhythm from Cuba. The African thumb piano, the small version is called the kalimba. And the big version where the man I'm using at the mento band is called the marimba. No, it's not marimba. Marimba is a xylophone. Marimba, M-R-I-M-B-A. But you tell me now. Me come from Clarendon and me can say it's a good marimba. So I'm going to say, well, yeah, play man, marimba, rumba box. Banjo is also from Senegal. In Senegal, they call it banjare. They have other indigenous instruments, such as the metal grater, and that one comes from right yourself. Piece of metal, where they use grater coconut. Bamboo fife, right yourself. Take some bamboo, and you dig it out, and you blow that. Seeds come from right yourself again. We call it fancy, no?
This past Wednesday, February 12, it was all about reggae praise, featuring acts such as Sister Pat, Luciano, Lieutenant Stitchy, and Prodigal Son. Reggae Month activities continue across the island throughout the entire month of February. Here's a look at what's coming up this week. The Institute of Jamaica will continue its Ground Nation series this Sunday, followed by Arts in the Park at Devon House. On Tuesday, it's JARIA's Open University and JARIA at Essence. Then it's the JARIA Trade Fair and another edition of Reggae Wednesdays. This edition, dubbed Progressions, will feature acts such as Protégé, Chronix, Tanya Stevens, and Raging Fire. Both events are being held at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center, with the trade fair continuing until Friday. The Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center will also host the JARIA Open University Series Thursday and Friday. Also on Friday, it's Alpha Live at the Alpha Boys' home in Kingston. Come Saturday, February 22, it's Sound Explosion at the Red Stripe Oval and the Blue Mountain Music Festival in the cool, cool hills of Hollywell in St. Andrew. Stay tuned to the Arts page as we continue to keep you informed on all things Reggae Month. That's it for this edition of the Arts page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.